Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Merry Christmas.
Literally. Welcome to Christmas, guys.
November 1st. The snow has fallen.
The snow hath fallen already.
Yeah, we got just a couple flurries.
Just a couple.
It's cold out there.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I want to do a Zooey Deschanel impression.
Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah, that was spot on.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I imagine she sings everything.
Yeah.
I've never seen New Girl, but I imagine she sings every line.
She sings the entire thing.
Hello.
The way that you turned your head also just gave me some Miranda sings.
Oh, perfect.
Hello.
Toxic gossip train.
I love
Have you ever been on the toxic gossip train?
I don't think so. Have you?
No.
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 No, you're pretty
No, I don't think I have.
No, you're pretty straightforward.
Have I been involved with gossip and toxicities? Yes.
Okay.
No train.
No train, though.
No train.
I'd like to be on the train just because I want the drama.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the conductor.
The train that I've been on is the one from Disney Junior. All aboard the choo-choo train.
I love that one.
That's the train I get on.
That girl's killing it.
Yes.
She was a great conductor.
Good for her.
Yeah, she was killing it.
Good for her.
Like, so Halloween is over. It is the day after Halloween that we're recording.
Boo.
We're giving you two episodes in a row here. What do you feel about that? How about that, you little crazy kooks?
Wow.
Wowee. What wow. a treat. All treats, no tricks over here.
All treats, no tricks.
And it's already snowing.
Yeah.
I hate it. I'm not ready for it yet.
I am ready for snow.
Yeah.
Only because I didn't get any last year.
That's
living
true.
In Florida.
That's true.
So I'm ready to see snow again and experience snow again. What I'm not ready for it to hurt my face when I go outside.
Yes.
To hurt my face when I'm pumping gas.
Yeah.
To hurt my face when I'm trying to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
I don't like the cold hurting.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone, cold.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I don't want to drive in snow.
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
Let me tell you this, though, about this time of year, because we've left Halloween. We are not to Christmas yet. And I don't know what it is about today, but it's something about today. It just feels cozy. This time of year for me feels like Cameron Diaz in The Holiday. Just big, big, chunky white sweaters sitting by a fireplace.
Soup.
Reading books. Lit candles.
What's your ideal soup?
I'm a bisque girl.
What kind of bisque?
I like a tomato bisque.
You are boring.
You think I'm boring?
You're boring. Bisque.
What kind of soup you like?
Chowders.
Oh, I love a chowder too. Don't get me wrong.
A chowder. A clam chowder, a corn chowder.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's good.
Yum.
You know there's a local chowder fest that happens around here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to go with me this year?
I'm ready to go with you.
I'm going to shit all over that street.
Period.
And it's going to be so good. We're going to have a great time.
Let them know. I love chowder. And I love any cream-based soups.
Yeah.
Me too. But here's the thing that a lot of people disagree with me on, so this is what you come for.
Buckle
the hard-hitting
up.
News.
Well.
I don't love, like, broccoli cheddar soup.
That's not nice.
It's giving me nacho cheese sauce.
Okay.
Being eaten with a spoon.
Well, I guess it depends on how you make it, because I've had homemade, and it's not giving me cheese sauce.
You think you're something.
Yeah, it's not giving me Velveeta cube. With like pieces of broccoli in it, you know.
But
what I mean?
Think some of it is.
Some of it is for sure. Okay. So picture it: you're 7 years old, sick as a dog.
Yeah.
You're staying home from school this day because you are so sick, and Jerry Springer's on. And your mom is making you soup. What soup is it?
I can tell you exactly what it was.
Tell me the soup.
It's Snow's brand. New England clam chowder.
Word.
New England clam chowder was my favorite soup growing up.
It's a great soup.
My favorite one. That's what I got every time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I went through a very short stint of liking the vegetarian vegetable Campbell's condensed soup.
Oh, okay. I like that though. I like that though. Mm-hmm. See, we were a chicken and stars family.
Okay.
When you were sick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But
any specific reason why?
Because it's cute.
But you just ate it when you were sick?
Yeah, it was never like a regular thing, but I think the stars are adorable. I'd eat the stars every day.
When I was sick, my thing that my mom would do was she would buy ginger ale, a 2-liter.
Oh, for sure.
Pour it into my glass and then stir all the bubbles out.
Oh.
Always. She would stir all the bubbles out.
That's really sweet.
And then she'd bring me crackers and soup and ginger ale with the bubbles stirred out of it. And I can still picture the taste of that flat ginger ale being thrown up after.
Work. I love that. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Honestly, controversial take. I think that ginger ale tastes good when you're throwing up. I like the taste of it coming back up.
Do you?
It's honestly mildly refreshing.
Ah, ew. Okay.
I don't know. I don't hold it in my mouth, but like,
right.
It's exiting, and if you've just drank a flat ginger ale and then you throw up, you're sort of like, that's not bad.
The stomach bile.
It's not bad.
And the ginger ale are slapping as the combo?
Yeah.
Okay.
As I'm throwing up whole clams.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Work.
Speaking of being sick.
Yeah.
Sort of goes along those same lines. When I'm sick, I love a good shower.
Oh.
Like a long ass shower.
Me too.
And my dream, when I am a functioning adult in society who maybe owns something.
Yeah.
I would love to have, like, I don't care about the, I want a cute house.
Yeah.
I'm putting money into that bathroom.
Oh,
and
God.
I want nothing more than those big, huge showers where they come at you from every direction.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And have you ever seen those showers in the rich people's houses, like on TV?
Yeah.
They're almost like hallways.
Oh, yeah.
They like are like a whole big.
You walk in.
Yeah.
You have to walk like in to get to the water. Yeah.
Shower.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is stone.
Amazing.
I love a waterfall shower.
Oh my God.
Like where it looks like an actual waterfall that you're standing in.
I love
a rainfall shower where it's like right above your head, but I also want it to hit from every side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. That's what I'm willing to save money to put in a nice fucking shower.
If given the opportunity, would you marry rich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me too, actually. If someone approached me and said, hey, I want to marry you. I have hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to be a stay-at-home husband.
Yeah.
Keep the place clean. Mm-hmm. Keep the wine fridge stocked. Mm-hmm. Keep up appearances around town. I would eat that up.
I would absolutely do that.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you care what they look like?
To a certain extent.
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah. To a certain extent.
You have to be.
Chances are I have to have some type of penile insertion, either in me or vice versa.
And it has to be hard.
And it has to be hard. So if that's going to happen, there has to be some type of attraction. Something.
Now, do you weigh things like humor? Sexy.
Sexy, yes, for sure.
So if a guy is a little less hot, but he's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Does that do it for you?
I could get into that, yeah. He's got to be
really. But does it make the wiener hard?
I don't know. See? It depends on what he looks like. If he's funny.
Yeah.
And he's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably get with it. Because also, if he's not attractive and I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be like, no worries. You know, if he's a nice guy.
Right.
Just lay there. I'll take care of it.
So what if he's attractive?
Okay.
And rich?
Okay.
And like you're kind of attractive. Like he's what you are interested in.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you're like, oh, he's good looking, whatever. But he's been to prison. That
doesn't matter to me. But he has money.
He has money, yeah.
Yeah, if he's got money and he's good looking and mm-hmm. I find him attractive and I can do that. I don't care.
Okay, so he's been to prison and it's because he was caught fucking a goat.
Fine.
Really?
Yeah, you go off and do your own thing. I'll keep the house clean and go spend my money elsewhere.
Wow.
We don't need, like, listen, I kind of see this as a situation where, like, we're probably living in a huge home. You go to your wing, I'll stay in mine. But you're paying the bills. I don't care. You fuck whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
But then he wants to have sex with you.
No. We're not doing that. It's pick or choose.
It's me or the goat.
It's me or the goat. You're not sticking that thing in me after it's been in a goat. Mm. Period.
See?
Period. I'm just going to say that. If it were a different crime, I'll go Erica Girardi all day, any day. You go to prison and I'll stay back with all the money. Yeah. I don't care.
I'll spend it too.
I'll spend it. You're in prison. What are you going to do? I'll do that. See, that's why I'll go with the prison route.
Okay.
But if you're fucking a goat, if you get out of prison.
Is fucking a goat prison?
I feel like it's prison. I feel like it's prison. That feels punishable. It feels punishable.
Yeah. Can you get arrested for that? I think so.
I bet, yeah. I bet if I were on the side of the street right now fucking a goat, I bet someone's going to call the police. I bet someone's calling
the police. It's the goat.
It's probably the goat.
The goat was like, I can't believe this.
This is not what I wanted.
No.
No. I don't like this. No. Absolutely not. No way.
No.
No. What about you? If the man had gone to prison?
Oh, I'd have a very hard time with that. I'd be very nervous. But it depends on, again, what they went to prison for.
What if it was, like insurance fraud? But you didn't know. So it's not a Teresa Giudice situation where you knew.
Am I with them and then they go to prison?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I meant them after prison.
Well, no, let's say after prison. Let's say after prison.
Okay.
They got out of prison. They still have money. But they did go to prison for insurance fraud.
That's not that bad.
Well, okay.
Well, like, in comparison to other things you could go to prison for.
Very true. Very true. Very true. If they went to prison for fucking a goat and came out?
No, I can't.
You can't do that.
I really don't think I could.
Okay.
Could you give that dick a blowjob?
No, probably not.
No.
I don't think he'll want a blowy from me.
I also would want to know, male or female goat?
True.
Are you butt fucking the goat or is it going into the goat's vajupiter?
Very true.
Those are important questions.
Those are good questions to ask.
Neither one of them are getting me in bed with you.
Very true. Here's a question.
Go ahead and ask.
Goats are stinky. P.U. stink.
Okay.
What do you think would attract someone to a goat? What do you think it would be?
I don't have the answer to that.
I also don't. I'm just very curious.
I don't, but I do know that people have had sex with goats.
Have you seen the show? I don't even think it's My Strange Addiction. I don't know. I think it might just be called Obsessed. There's a guy who was in love with his car. Its name was Chase. He was in love with it. He would lay underneath the car and like smooch its like front bumper.
No.
Yeah, he's claimed to have sex with Chase before.
How?
I don't know. I'm not asking questions.
How do you have sex with a car?
I don't know. I feel like it's something to do with him being naked in the car. I don't know.
I could probably marry that man.
Maybe fucking the gas hole?
I could. That feels dangerous.
That feels dangerous.
I could get with that guy, though. I'm not going to have sex with him, but like it's not disgusting like fucking a goat. It's just fucking weird.
It's just
weird. I would assume maybe they put like a... with the fake mouth or fake butthole.
Oh, the fleshlight.
Fleshlight.
Oh, maybe in the tailpipe.
The tailpipe.
Yeah. That feels right. That feels...
And then when you get bored of the tailpipe, you can like put it in other places.
Yeah.
In the car.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like that's right. Maybe stick it in between the steering wheel. Yeah. Wow.
That feels good.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Do grocery stores have you down?
Oh, I'm down.
Being around people making you want to literally die?
Literally die.
Does trying to safely get your eggs home give you the hives?
Oh, look at all these bumps.
Well then, baby, let's talk about how Instacart does the shopping for you. Instacart lets you shop thousands of products you already love at your local store. And to make it even better, they highlight those stores' weekly deals. All items are hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences and can even get delivered to your door in 1 hour. So if you forgot that OJ for your morning mimosa, don't worry, baby. Instacart has you covered. You've got this.
Thank you, baby.
You got it.
Thank you.
Instacart shoppers pick the very best produce and also promise to keep those sweet little eggies safe until they rest in your loving hands. Head over to our show bio and click the link to get free delivery on your first order of over $35. Your order will save money and help support your local cute little podcast. So do it, okay? Get over there. Click the link.
I'm clicking the link.
You better do it. Hey, you little devils.
Ooh.
Burn.
Cookie crisp. We had to take a little break for popcorn. And when we took our break for popcorn, we got, you know, thrust at us. A 4-pack of Trulies. Or a 4-flavor pack of Trulies.
Yeah. I wish it was the first time someone has thrust their Truly at me.
Mm.
It's not, though.
No.
So, actually, funny story. The pack that we have...
Do you guys remember this little silly moment?
This little oopsie poopsie?
Where Kevin contemplated life because we recorded an entire episode and then the whole thing disappeared.
Yep. The whole thing just crashed. We had done a tasting with the Truly Celebration Pack, which is very new. And the whole episode went away, and I wondered what I was going to do with the rest of my life because we had recorded a great episode, I thought. And then it went away.
It was a really good episode.
And you missed the sampling, so you don't even know what we rated the pack.
Yeah. And I don't actually remember too much about it, so.
I actually don't either. I do know. So let's just talk the pack really quick. We have peach fizz. We have a cranberry.
We have peach fizz. Hold on, I can read it. Citrus sparkler.
Okay.
Cranberry cheers.
Ooh.
Which I remember being delicious.
Of course.
And rosé.
Ooh. See, okay. I already know, just looking at this pack, that like we're going to love cranberry because it's fucking
cranberry.
I love
cranberry everything.
We loved cranberry when it first came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, what was that? Was that Bud Light?
That was a Bud Light pack, I think.
That was the best one I've ever had.
That was slapping. That was so
good. The cranberry one?
That was so good.
It is time for them to release some holiday packs.
This to me, I know. Well, this to me feels like it's going to be a holiday pack because...
Yeah.
If it's already coming out now, I'm wondering if they are going to do a holiday pack. This, I'll take this, but I want another holiday pack, at least from someone. Give me one.
Well, it's called the Celebration Pack. And what are they celebrating?
I don't know. There's not a whole lot to celebrate.
No, like not what are they celebrating?
I don't know. See, to me, this feels like a New Year's pack.
Yes, it
like,
does.
Like, oh, we're bringing in the New Year. Yay. And also, like, the rosé can is like, yay, it's like splashing. I'm having a great time. So, like, that to me says New Year's.
Peach fizz does not sound good.
Peach fizz does not sound great.
And that's the one we're starting with because that was what was there when we opened the thing.
Ice cold.
Ice cold.
Ice, baby, they're freezing.
All right, let's open it.
Let's do it.
I'm interested to know if I will remember it when I take sips of
it. I know.
I'm going to... you can smell it from here.
It smells good.
It does smell good. It smells like Bath and Body Works sprays.
Work.
No.
I don't mind it. I think because it's cold... It's ice
it
cold.
It is cold. That is helping. Mm-hmm. But that aftertaste is bad. It's not good. This is not good.
It's okay.
I'm sick of pretending. This isn't good.
Quit acting.
This doesn't taste like a peach. Does that taste like a peach to you?
I don't think so.
No, it tastes like a pitch. A pitch.
Okay.
Pity piss.
A pity piss peach.
It's like not the worst seltzer in the world. It's just not good. We can't keep pretending. We can't keep pretending.
I'll say this to you. It is most certainly not the worst seltzer I've ever had. Absolutely not.
No, I can get it down.
I can get it down, and I'm gonna. I've put worse in this mouth. Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
3.
I think that's rude. I would give it...
maybe a 4.
I'm gonna give it a 6.
No.
I'm giving it a 6.
Kevin...
it's good.
This is why last time we did this, your computer crashed because you're a liar.
My computer said that's enough.
It could sense it.
It said stop with the bullshit.
It's a 4. It's a 4.
I don't buy it.
It's a 4.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 6. But okay. But I appreciate what you're saying.
It is. Okay.
The back says party with peach.
That's inappropriate.
Speaking of, you have peach gibbets on your Crocs, and I love that.
Princess Peach.
Yeah, Princess Peach.
Yeah, that's my Mario Kart character.
I know. I love that.
I love Princess Peach.
Princess Peach is everything to me.
I would love to play Mario Kart.
We should play Mario Kart
soon. We totally should.
Guys, here's something. Justin and I both have a Switch.
I don't even keep mine charged.
I don't either,
I have the little Switch.
You got the little baby.
I don't have the TV Switch. Has the TV Switch.
I love the Switch.
I need to get into my Switch era. Maybe as it gets cold.
I feel like yes.
I would like to really get into my Switch era and play these games. Oh, that's something we do need to talk about.
Let me know. What are we talking about?
For the Switch, and we have talked about this game. We've talked about
this game. Oh, I know what you're going to say.
The Harry Potter one. Hogwarts whatever.
Yes.
Comes out this month now.
Does it?
For Switch.
Let me ask one question first and foremost. What the fuck takes so long?
Yeah.
What the fuck takes so long?
You're a terrible wizard.
I can't.
I don't know. Why is it released for everything else like half a year ago and for us we get it now?
I have
no idea why that is.
I don't know.
And I also know that I'm not supposed to buy the game.
Why?
Because of J.K. Rowling being a turd.
Okay.
I can't help it.
But I don't think she's involved with the game.
She's absolutely getting money from the royalties of the music.
Probably. Is it called... No, I mean, either way,
she's getting royalties. Do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
Don't buy the game. But if I buy the game, mind your business.
But if I buy the game, no, I didn't.
No,
that's
I
what
didn't.
I'm saying.
You don't have proof.
You don't know.
If I'm a wizard, leave me alone.
If I'm over here casting my spells and making my potions... Don't. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Don't worry about it. I'm collecting house points, baby.
Oh. What house are you going to be in?
Ravenclaw. That's me all the time.
I think so. So here's...
Do you get to... You've played this...
I have.
At one of your hookups houses.
I have.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about it a couple months ago.
Yes.
Do you get to go, like, into the common room?
Only of your house.
So who... What house was this person in?
I think Ravenclaw.
Okay.
And if memory serves me, Ravenclaw has the coolest common room.
Period.
Yeah. It's really cool. So
and you just get to run amok all over?
All over the place. Like literally it's bigger than the movie. Like it's insane. Like you obviously get to go in the Forbidden Forest, you fight all the spoders. Mm. You can also like fuck around. Like literally if you see a door in this castle, you can go in it. It's huge, and it's beautiful, and it's amazing, and you can choose whether or not you want to be a bad bitch or a good witch. Like, you can do, like, anything. It's amazing. You can fly all over the place. You can go to, like, that little village. What's that little?
Hogsmeade.
You can go to the little shop. What, you know, the little shop on the street.
I'm sorry?
Where you get your wand.
Ollivanders,
but what's that area?
Diagon Alley.
Yeah, that's right. Diagonally.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I cannot wait to play it. I hope you're not listening, but I really just wanted to stay with this man a little bit longer just so I could play the game.
And now you can do it for yourself.
And I'll be able to do it for myself.
Independent woman.
Well, I'm nothing if not independent.
Period.
Should we get the next can?
Why don't we get the next can? Because we have to get through three more.
Yeah, we got to get through a few.
Yeah. Do you want full cans or you want half cans?
Let's do full cans.
Okay. Kevin said, It's early.
It's what? 6:45.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
My Lord, I know.
It's hard because it gets dark out so soon.
I know.
Depression.
I can't do it.
I love it when it's Christmas. I love dark outside when it's Christmas because I like Christmas lights.
Me too.
And I think the snow is prettier at night.
I cannot wait to decorate for Christmas. I'm so excited.
I am ready to start watching the bad Christmas
movies.
Yes. I've decided I'm giving them a chance this year. If I get hooked, it's my own fault. Oh. Wait, which ones you always talk to me about and we've talked about down here? Princess.
The Princess Switch.
Okay, I want to try that one out.
Those are on like Netflix. That one? Yes, they're terrible. They're so bad.
But you like it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I do like, is it Single All the Way?
Yes,
that's Jennifer a good Coolidge
one. That's a good one.
Michael Urie.
Yep.
Yeah, that one is a good one. I've watched that 2 years in a row, so I'll watch that one again.
So let me make a suggestion for you as you move into holiday movies.
Corny holiday.
Corny.
That's what I want to get into.
Yes, that's what I
want to feel the vibes.
I want you to go at it. Mm-hmm. I think you start with the hierarchy, which is Vanessa Hudgens. We'll watch all of her movies because there's The Night Before Christmas, but it's K-N-I-G-H-T. It's a night. Mm-hmm. And then we'll watch all three Princess Switches.
Okay.
And I think from there we wrap
okay,
up.
I'm happy to do a series queries, Princess Switch series queries.
Oh, we're doing that. Oh my God, absolutely.
Can you get through all three in one day?
Yeah, I could do that right now. Yeah, I'll do that three times before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
So I think you start with Vanessa Hudgens first. Mm-hmm. Then I think you got to move over to
Lacey Chabert. Okay.
Because she is in a lot. And she's now the Hallmark
queen. Because
Poop Nose Janet, whatever her name was, moved her way over to
she moved over to the white nationalist channel.
Mm-hmm. Yes she did.
She said I want bland food for the rest of my life.
I don't want this.
I want nobody to have any rights.
Yep. And she moved on.
I can only wear clothes from Talbots.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the Avenue Q. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, Avenue Q is a musical.
Isn't it a
Do
store?
You mean the
oh,
Avenue?
The Avenue. Whoops.
I was like, the Avenue Q? Wow, that's interesting.
No.
Yeah, New York and Company.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Lane Bryant.
The Limited. Lane Bryant is for big girls. We can't put that in there like that.
Isn't there another one?
What?
Isn't there another one like in that chain?
Of Lane Bryant?
Yeah.
There's Cacique.
Cacique.
But I think, I don't know if that, I still think that that's for full figured women.
You're right. And those are bras. Those are bras.
Yeah, brassieres. Yeah. Girdles.
So don't, long story short, avoid okay. Candace Cameron Bure.
I will.
We're not.
I don't
want
to watch hers.
No.
All right. The next can. Citrus Sparkler.
Sippin' style.
Citrus Sparkler. My immediate thought is that it's going to be better than the peach, but far worse than cranberry.
I think that that's a valid.
And I just had that terrible flashback of I know that the last can is rosé. And I did not like it.
You didn't like it, but I'm hoping since it's cold, because it still is cold.
They're cold.
They're very cold.
I like that.
But hopefully it's better. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
All right, let's open Citrus Sparkler. This is not the rosé. Citrus Sparkler, the picture is just of an orange.
Bless. Incredible.
I was spilling everywhere. Well,
it's really good. Oh, it's really good. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Yes, it's good. It's orange.
It's really good.
It's plainly orange.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Do you taste orange?
I do. It's orange. They could have just said orange.
I'll give it a 7 with you.
Yeah.
I'll be there with you.
Let me say this to you. Someone had sent us a message actually earlier today that I had just responded to, asking us if we had done this pack yet. And I had told him about the episode Snafu. And I didn't think that we would be doing this again. Here we are. And I think I told him that I would buy the pack because it was good, but like it wasn't our favorite. I'm not mad at the pack so far.
The peach is bad, everyone. I don't know. Okay.
The peach is not bad.
Kevin is gaslighting you. Kevin is trying to make you believe that the peach is good.
I believe
the peach is not good.
I believe you said that when we sampled it the first time. I'm not kidding.
If the peach was a dancer, it'd be Abby Lee Miller.
Oh my God.
And I'm not even talking about current Abby Lee Miller.
Ooh.
I'm talking about Dance Moms Abby Lee Miller.
Rhythm is going to get you.
When she tried to like dance for the girls and it was terrible, that's peach.
Did she dance?
When she was choreographing, she'd like pretend to show them
something.
Not full out, but she would like do a couple little things. Terrible.
I didn't know that.
That's a big woman, right?
It's a big woman.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Did you ever watch that show? Did you watch the
show?
Absolutely. You did? Okay.
I did.
Okay. I've never seen the show.
Team Nia over here. Team Nia.
Work. Not Team JoJo Siwa?
Nope.
I have only lived vicariously through clips on social. So from what I will tell you, one of my favorite clips, by the way, is when she's already in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And one of the moms comes up and says, put your phone away. You always preach etiquette to the girls about putting their phone away. Put your phone away. And Abby Lee Miller reverses out of the theater and scoots down all the way down to the police station to file a police report. And that is absolutely me. That's absolutely me.
I don't know why she's in a wheelchair.
Does she have cancer? She had some type of disease. I'm not sure what it was. I think it developed while she was in prison.
Terrible.
Remember when she went to prison? Baby girl, you taught dance. What happened?
Why are you in prison?
What happened?
I actually don't know why she was in prison.
I don't either. Why were you in prison?
Like, that's pretty far to go just for ratings on a TV show.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of thumbs downs. To put you in prison? Something has to happen. I don't know.
Baby, you're in prison?
Baby, you went to prison. Let me tell you this. I just saw this shit on Instagram actually yesterday. When she was driving to prison, she was in the back seat of like a luxury vehicle eating mac and cheese out of a pan. And they had to shut the cameras off. And you can hear her just crying as she has to go to prison. Which, rightfully so.
I would cry.
But also,
I would cry.
I'm absolutely bringing the Stouffer's mac and cheese with me into this prison.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not leaving until the whole
train is gone. No, I don't know what they're going to serve me in there. Did she go to real prison, though, or celebrity prison?
I bet she went to celebrity prison.
Where it's like sort of like a hotel.
Yeah, where it's literally like you're just doing arts and crafts all day.
Yeah.
And you're literally just wearing like sweats and having a good time.
Yeah.
Do you think Jen Shah from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake has a glam squad in prison?
No.
No? Okay.
If you're like me, you used to look down at croc wearers thinking, oh, yuck, when you gandered at those holy foamy clogs. Until one day, you slipped your delicate womanly hoof into the open mouth of the Steve Irwin-approved waterproof footwear and had your own personal Cinderella moment. Bibbidi bobbidi, buy them now on crocs.com and get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. Use the link in our episode description when buying to throw some cash at your favorite bland gaze.
I've heard it said.
Sing it.
That people come into our lives for a reason.
Yes. Keep going.
I can't.
Bringing.
What?
Bringing
something me what? I can't speak.
Bringing something me what learns.
I was just giving you the sim version of it.
I understand.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys. Oh my God.
Speaking of movies.
So Justin and I were just kind of going down a rabbit hole trying to figure out what our game plan is going to be. Maybe there's a series queries coming. Maybe we're talking about holiday flicks.
Yeah.
But it also got us talking about an incredible flick that is coming to your local theater.
Yeah.
In 2024.
Isn't it the end of 2024, I think, right?
The end of 2024?
Yeah, I think it's Christmas, like one of those Christmas Day things.
What are we waiting for?
I don't know.
So that's over a year away.
We're talking about Wicked.
Guys, we're talking about Wicked. I can't wait.
Which is Kevin's favorite.
I can't wait.
And that is something that we can talk about because Wicked, on October 30th, just celebrated their 20th year on Broadway.
Oh my God.
Their 20th birthday.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's insane.
For a Broadway show, that's pretty damn good.
Let me ask you this about the flick that's coming out.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the cast? I think it's a very talented cast.
Cynthia Erivo is like mind-blowing to me vocally. When Ariana was first announced as Glinda, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it to be like poppy.
Yeah.
But then things came out of her singing and she sounded goddamn good.
Yeah.
And she always will sound good.
Oh, absolutely.
She's a fabulous singer. But I was like, let's give it to some of these girls who studied, you know, opera. And
the girls have been, right. Yes, exactly.
But do I think that she's beautiful? Yes. Absolutely. Do I think the pictures that I've seen are gorgeous? I do.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it.
How do you feel about, like, her messing up that marriage of the guy who plays Bach? who played SpongeBob on Broadway.
Yeah, let me say this to you.
You don't think he's cute?
Not at all. He looks deceased.
No, he does not.
He's pale. He looks ridiculous. No, he does. No,
the hair is bad.
That's the man that you're going to be the other woman for?
I don't think that he's hot enough for Ariana Grande, but I will tell you this. In SpongeBob, watching him in SpongeBob, he's attractive.
Really?
Which is odd because he played SpongeBob.
I was going to say.
But he had like this cute little haircut, you know, and his entire body is just muscle. From the top to bottom. Yeah. Yes. I'll show you a clip.
Yeah, show me a couple clips.
I will show you a clip.
Because I'm going to be honest. From the photos that I've seen, I feel like if I were...
I felt like this guy would be up your alley. He's a little ginger.
No. If I were at a bar and he approached, I would say, boop, boop, boop. No. No.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so. Bye.
If I was single, I think I would... I'd give him my number.
Really?
Yeah, he's a little ginger. I think the long hair is bad on him. And I think that he has a goofy little face.
Yeah.
But I don't mind a goofy little face. I'll show you some clips from SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical.
Interesting.
Where you can tell, like, there's something about him that you're like, okay, I get it.
All right.
And he seems like a lot of fun. Now, does he also seem like a cheater? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he also abandon his wife and child? Yes.
Shardy. That's pretty shardy.
Yeah, just to fuck Ariana Grande. Now, though, good taste.
Yeah.
Good taste.
She's Gorgina.
I'll tell you this. Cody would drop me like a hot tamale for Ariana Grande.
He would
leave me in a ditch and drive away.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Here's the thing. Ariana Grande, Gorgina. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she doesn't give me sexy, though.
Doesn't give me sexy. I don't... See, I'm going to have sex with Kate Beckinsale. Because I think
she's... You are an old woman.
No!
You're an old woman.
Why am I an old woman?
Because Kate Beckinsale? Where do you pull that fucking name from, the early 2000s?
I follow her on Instagram. She's so hot.
Kate Beckinsale, though, what has she done lately?
Looks hot. Looks hot.
Just such a random thing to pull out.
No, Kate Beckinsale. Guys, she's so hot. And like she's just hilarious. She is so fucking funny. Her Halloween costume this year, her and her best girlfriend went as Anna Nicole Smith and the old man.
But that's not appropriate.
But she was the old man. She did full latex and
you
got...
You like that?
I just love a funny girl.
We need to open our cans.
We do.
All right.
I just love a funny girl and I love a hot girl that can also be funny.
Bless you.
Here she is. The cranberry
cheers. Kevin Pohl's cranberry cheers.
Well, it was the second one in the pack.
I know I'm going to love it. I loved it the first time. I already know it's going to be my number one.
I already know it. Let's just crack it.
The cranberry seltzers are so good. Okay.
They're so good. It's so good.
It hits every time.
It's so good.
It hits every time. And I think the reason why it works so well is because cranberry is naturally bitter. Mm. And I feel like Truly's and stuff like that, I feel like there's a bitter aftertaste to them. Like with the peach one, it has a little bit of a bitter aftertaste.
Yeah.
And I think with it being peach flavored, which does not taste like peach, and then having that bitter aftertaste, I think that's what yucks me. But with this, you don't notice the aftertaste because cranberry juice has that weird aftertaste.
Uh-huh.
It just tastes like cranberry.
If I were, you know, scared and alone somewhere.
Yeah.
And someone said, hey, champ, it'll be okay. And then they cracked this and put it to my lips. Everything would be okay in the world.
Everything.
Everything would be okay.
Do you think Kate Beckinsale would enjoy this truly?
I bet she would. Mm-hmm. She's a simple girl. God. She's so hot. Wait, no, so Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Not sexy. Beautiful.
I don't think sexy. I think
beautiful.
Very small. Very small frame.
Very small. I'm not wondering what it's like to see between those coochie lips. You know what I mean? I'm just not. I'm not
wondering what it's like to see between anybody's coochie lips.
True. Okay.
Except Jennifer Coolidge would be great.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I just want to know what's going on.
I do too, because there's something going on.
There's something happening somewhere. Yeah.
There's something going on with her.
Something's amiss, and I love it. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
I want a memoir from her.
Remember, didn't she win an Emmy or something for that?
The gays. Oh, for the White Lotus. They're
trying to kill me.
Yeah.
She won the Emmy, right?
I think so, yes.
And she was knocked off her ass for the...
Oh, 100%.
Thing, because I think, wasn't this like one of the COVID years. So yes. They like filmed it at her house.
Oh, yes.
She's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
she like was, and I was like, wow, you have to be a special kind of lady to get fucked up for the Emmys when you know you're going to win.
You know you're going to win. She's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I love everything about her. What are you rating this? I'm giving it a 10.
It's a 10.
It's a 10.
And I don't know that it's a 10 truly. Like when people like have it, I don't know that they'll be like, oh, wow, it's a 10. But for me, just my personal likes and dislikes, it's a 10.
It's what I needed.
It's delicious.
Did I tell you what I did 2 weeks ago?
What's his name?
His name is Medieval Times.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You did tell me, but you didn't talk about it on here.
Guys, I don't know if you've heard of this magical, mystical place.
They totally have. I'm sure.
They're all over the country. It's called Medieval Times, and it is the most ridiculous, amazing thing.
It's expensive, though, right?
It is pricey. It is pricey.
And the food was...
Okay.
And...
The drinks were slapping.
The drinks were good?
The drinks
were slapping. And the entertainment you said was good.
Oh, hell yeah.
You had a good time.
Oh, hell yeah. So we go in. I went for Bachelorette. The whole Bachelorette was medieval themed. It was amazing.
What'd you wear?
I wore like a peasant top.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I will show you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I did.
Like a little white peasant blouse?
I wore it in black because my white one didn't show up.
I did not know that you went in costume.
Oh. We all went in costume. Here's me in the Copper Knight.
I'm shrieking. Kevin!
Ah! I know.
Look at the Copper Knight.
Bitch. Wait, okay. So we walk in and we get our tickets. They tell us we're going to be rooting for the Maroon and Gold Knight because there are six different knights.
And how do they tell you who to root for?
They tell you because they tell you it's based on where you're sitting. Okay. So we go in and we're ordering beverages in these huge fucking goblets.
Can I, wait, question.
Yeah.
About the seating.
Uh-huh.
You sit, though, it's arena style.
It's an arena.
So you're sitting in one long line?
It's, like, curved. So, like, we're sitting, like, part of this curve is green. We're in this big area that's golden maroon.
Yeah, but when you're sitting next to your party, are you across from them? Or is it just a line of you guys? Table.
Yeah, we all sit next to each other.
Next to each other, not across from each other.
No, no, no.
Okay.
We're all sitting next to each other.
Drinking mead. Sloshing.
And oil. I have this huge goblet, and it's filled with...
water?
No.
Milk?
It's filled with a giant margarita.
No, it's not.
Yes, but it had...
You got a margarita.
It had its own name. It had like a... Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, the mystical, magical punch or something. It was stupid.
And
it was
like, a fucking margarita.
And it slapped. It was incredible.
Strong?
So strong. So strong.
Okay.
So as we're at the bar ordering our beverages, this gorgeous vision comes out from the balcony and he's overlooking and he's telling everyone where they need to go in order to get seated. And he's the Copper Knight. And I'm instantly full mast at this bar. He's adorable. Yeah. He's Gorgina. I'm all about the
Copper
Knight.
Did he speak in like old English?
Yes, he did. It's all scripted. The whole thing is scripted.
I love it.
Amazing. So we go in. We finally get our beverages. We go in. We sit down. We're the Maroon and Gold team.
Yeah.
He comes out. Copper Knight's on his horse. He's running around. I'm crying because he's adorable, and I just want to. I want to root for him.
You want to be the horse.
I want to be the horse. Yeah. And I want us to be completely naked. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So, you know, all the knights come out. Everyone cheers for their knight. Everyone's like fucking losing their mind, and like as the margaritas are going down, the more I'm getting into it. Like, the more I'm like, this is amazing.
You start speaking in old English.
Oh, absolutely. I was full in it.
Yeah.
But also, so, you know, like, while you're eating, you eat with your hands because it's olden times. So they give you a tray with a piece of corn on the cob, a baked potato that's seasoned.
Do you order?
No, they just give it to you. Like, it comes
Everybody
with your ticket.
Everybody gets this?
It comes with your ticket, yeah.
You don't get a choice at all with what you get.
If you're vegetarian, you get a choice. Because it also comes with a half a chicken.
What's the vegetarian option?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
So they just make 1,000
yes.
halves of chicken?
Yeah.
All right.
500 full chickens, if you will.
Every single day?
Every single day.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Do you ever think about that? How many chickens must be in the fucking world?
Yes. Yes. 100%. crazy.
Where are they keeping these chickens?
I have no idea. They must have these chickens at medieval times somewhere. I have no idea.
They have a farm.
They have to. Where else are you getting these chickens from?
But even at a chicken farm, I feel like I don't see that many. I feel like one day would wipe out a farm.
That's a 1,500 chickens? That's crazy. That's a whole farm. They must just be going farm to farm.
In my head, that does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
All right. So you sat down with corn, chicken.
And a potato.
And a potato.
Half a potato.
Half a potato.
They cut the potato in half. They seasoned it. They buttered it. All that good stuff. Well, what are you going to do?
They make you eat it with your hand.
Yeah, because it's medieval times.
But they didn't have forks in medieval times.
You can ask for silverware. But no, they didn't. Back in the day, you ate with your hands. Yeah.
Yep. Everyone?
Everyone. Well, maybe not the king and queen, but
what they eat with?
Probably silverware. But we're peasants. We're peasants.
Yeah, of course.
But
did you ask for silverware?
No, but my roommate is she has a sensory issue, and she can't deal with the touching and the greasy hands and the food and stuff. So she had a hard time. She didn't ask, but she wishes she did. But so as we're eating, the horses are prancing and shit.
Just fine.
The food was great. It was whatever. It was just so-so.
Okay.
Listen,
go ahead.
It's no Olive Garden.
I'm not saying it was bad. It was no Applebee's.
Applebee's. Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't a Fiesta Lime chicken.
Listen, it was just chicken. It wasn't bad. But the horses are prancing while you're eating. And then once everyone's done eating, then the real shit happens. And we're all fucking everyone's sparring. So they're going to do jousting.
After eating?
Well, yeah, while we're eating, because they want you to be able to eat and focus and chat with your fucking people and all that shit. So, their horses are prancing through and doing, tricks and shit. And then after we're done eating, that's when they start jousting. So, it'll be, the maroon and gold knight against the black and white knight.
So, what are you doing while they're jousting?
Me, who is now half a margarita deep, is screaming into the crowd, tell him who fucking sent you. Tell him who sent you. Maroon and gold, bitch. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. So I'm just...
Did you guys pregame?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm just... So Kaya and I, my roommate, we're literally just screaming, tell him who fucking sent you. Maroon and gold, bitch. And we're just living...
Right.
Living. Kaya was ready to show her tits to the fucking maroon and gold. We were so in. I don't want to brag. So, long story short, 2 and 2 keep battling. And then the last two, winners of the whole 6 battle it out for the crown at the end.
Are they actually battling? Or is it
scripted? Swords. It's all scripted. I think they know who's going to win before people get there. But, they're fucking swords. They actually hit with swords and fucking sparks and shit come out. It's fun. It's really fun. I'll have a video. I'll have to show you. But Arknight won the whole thing.
Of course it did.
I almost lost my mind when he won. It was so fucking funny. And then, so the Copper Knight. So afterwards, first of all, this is my little knight, that little bastard. Look at him. I'm sure, guys,
okay.
If you go over to my Instagram at @hey_kevbot, you can look at it. It's the first photo on there. It's me and the Copper Knight. And then if you scroll, you'll find me and our winning knight. He's a squat little thing. He's adorable. But he fucking won. And I've never felt more proud in my life. And I want to go back and I want you to come with. We're going to have a really good time. We're going to have such a good time.
I would totally go.
How fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's hilarious.
Were other people taking it? I'm picturing you in this arena.
Bitch.
You screaming, but you being alone in the screen.
No. Everyone was losing it. Having a great time. It is. You get there and you're in it. And you just have a good time.
Do they do one show a night or?
They do two or three throughout the day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chickens.
That's a lot of chickens. We had a full arena. It was full. We were a part of the Queen's Court because we had spent the most for the tickets. We were right in the front row.
You were?
We were right in the front row. Yep.
Oh, my God.
I made eyes with the Copper Knight a few times as he rode by on his horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a photo with the Copper Knight afterwards, and then I got a photo with our knight afterwards because all the knights went out. They're hot to the touch. There's something about a man in armor. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing that unlocked when I was there. I said, oh, is this?
Oh, am I?
Do I like
am
this?
Am I attracted to this?
Do I like this?
And the answer was yes.
The answer is yes.
So I want to know, if money was no object, what is your perfect bachelor party for yourself?
If money is no object,
what are you and the gals doing?
Me and the gals.
Well, because you married for money, right?
I'm 100%.
He's a goat fucker, and you're going to.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. He's paying. He is having his own bachelor party while we're away, and it's just weird. It's him and a whole family of goats.
That's weird.
Very weird. That's I didn't ask questions.
No. Of course not.
I just got on the private jet.
You have your own party.
Yes.
Which is you and I want to know, like, how big of a party would it be? How many people would be there? And what would you do? Money's no object.
I'm probably going to say it's going to be 10.
10? That's a good number.
I want, like, just my closest friends. And, like, I think they can all fit in that 10.
Just a good number to get in an argument.
Just the perfect number.
Someone's going to ruin the night.
Absolutely.
It's going to be me, and I've planned it out ahead of time.
Okay, great. I'm glad.
Oh, and I'm ruining
it. Yeah. And I already put my non-waterproof mascara on, so that way when someone takes photos of me... it's already running. It's perfect. It's great.
All right. 10.
If money was no object, and you know what's funny is I'm not normally like a tropical girl.
Okay.
Like I'm just not. But I want to go, I don't know if it would be like Ibiza or if it would be like somewhere in Mexico. But I just want like, I want crystal clear waters.
Those turquoise waters.
Oh my God, yes. And I want to be able to lay on the beach all day. Mm. And I want like beachside service where someone's going to bring me snacks and beverages. And I just want to drink and laugh and have a good time and I want to get in the water.
Yeah.
And I want to go out with everyone. I want to go to restaurants. And I want to go dancing afterwards. But I just want warm. I want sexy. You know?
You want warm and sexy.
Warm and sexy. Okay. I think we're going to have a really good time. What about you? Mm. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you... I'll say... I could also take 10. 10 is a good number, I think.
10 feels right.
Yeah, 10 feels fun. It's not so small that I'm going to get bored with everybody.
Right.
It's like a good number... if money was no object, I would even go up a little bit higher. 14.
Me too.
I don't know.
Me too. Me too.
I'm not a tropical. I love tropics. I love warm tropics.
Of course.
But for my party, if money is no object and I can like sort of really do whatever I want to, I'm sort of going like UK.
Oh.
Like, I might want to go to Scotland and...
That's fun.
Or Ireland and, like, do pub crawls.
That's really fun.
And, like, go to spooky locations and see, like, castles.
That's really fun.
Won't that be fun?
That's really nice.
Not as relaxing, not as warm and in the water. But if I'm doing that for yours, I don't have to do that for mine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I love
Would
that.
Would you go to Ireland and pub crawl with
God,
me?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. I've been to Ireland once, and I loved it, and I cannot wait to go back.
Yeah.
And pub crawling, I went to the oldest.
What part did you go to?
I was all over. We were, I think it was the southern tier. So you did like, because we did like, technically, there were so many of the people, like there were so many of us that went, we did like a bus tour.
Okay.
But like the entire bus was the people that we went with. So like it was literally just a driver and then everyone that we came with, which made it much more relaxed and fun. But we landed in Dublin. We did like the beer tasting at Guinness. We went to what is the whiskey? Jameson. We went to the Jameson. We did the sampling there. We went to the oldest pub in Dublin. And we put my grandfather's photo and some plexiglass behind the wall.
Oh.
But then we moved. We went to the Cliffs of Moher. We were all over the place. But we were all along the coast. I believe it was the southern coast. There's one. You either go north or you go south. I can't remember which one it was. I think it's south. But it was so fun. Beautiful. It's so lush and green. It was so nice.
Well, it's leprechauns.
Well, yeah. And potatoes. Potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you eat any potatoes over there?
A lot of potatoes. A lot of potatoes. Mm-hmm. But I think that would be very nice. So you want to do more of like an exploration.
Yeah, I think so.
I love that.
I also want to travel somewhere and like live like the people live sort of thing.
Yeah.
Where I don't need to do all the touristy stuff. Like, I'm going to go, like, into these towns, these fun little towns, and, like, I don't know, just have a good time.
I think that's really nice. There's, like...
Or I would go to Egypt.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know why.
You're going hot. There's, to me, see, with Egypt, I get nervous.
Why? I love all the history of Egypt.
Oh, me too. It's amazing. But I don't like the heat. Look, I don't want the dry heat of the desert. And also, there's like scorpions.
Well, we'll stay somewhere that has a nice pool.
Well, there you go. Yeah. But like scorpions and spiders and shit.
But think of the men.
Oh, yeah. I bet they're nice.
Yeah.
I bet they're nice. Listen, if during your bachelor party weekend, I'm still single.
Yeah.
I'll be, so help me God.
You won't be.
I don't think I will.
If I pay, because money is no object because I'm marrying rich. Mm. Money is no object. If I pay for you to stay in a luxury hotel in Egypt, you would go.
Oh my God, absolutely. If you wanted me to go anywhere in a luxury hotel, yeah, I'm going.
Right?
If you're paying.
I want to go to Italy, and I would like to do a tour of the entire fucking country.
I will go anywhere in the world if you're paying.
If you're paying, let's go.
Unless I have the money.
We're going to, like, Milwaukee.
But if you're covering, yeah.
Here we go.
I'm in. I don't care. Yeah, absolutely. You want to do a tour of the U.S.? Yeah, I'll do it.
I would also go up to Alaska. Is that weird?
No, I think that'd be nice. An Alaskan cruise is very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandmother went on an Alaskan cruise.
My brother went on an Alaskan cruise. How fun.
Oh God, twins.
I know. Twinsies. I feel like that'd be nice.
That'd be so nice.
That'd be so nice. Guys, we're down to the last can. How are you feeling over there?
I'm feeling good.
Me too.
After the one margarita,
I'll be opening my legs.
How many margaritas is it for give you some head? How many is that?
I think it's two.
Two? Wow. Just two?
It's give me one margarita, I'm going to open my legs. Give me two margaritas, I'm going to give you some head. Give me three margaritas, I'm going to put it in my puss. Give me four margaritas, I'm going to put it in my tush. Tush.
Who sings that?
Some girl on a radio show.
She loves margaritas. Honestly,
it's me.
I like margaritas.
It's me. Hi. Yum. We are down to our final can.
Yes, it's the one I'm now not looking forward to.
It's the rosé style.
Tell me this.
Okay.
Sincerely.
Okay.
Rosé is what flavor?
I don't know how to describe that. Wine. Winey.
Yeah, but so grape?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say grape.
A mix of white grapes and red grapes?
A dry grape. Yeah. Like a mix.
And that sounds good with a Truly? Dry grape Truly. If it was called dry grape Truly, would you be excited about that?
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
That sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember liking this from when we did it.
I know. And you really did.
Went away. Yeah.
You really liked
and
it.
And this can is ice cold. So I bet this
you
is
like
going to
be rated
really
it up there
good.
With cranberry.
Well.
I thought you were a fucking nutbag.
Well, let's see how we feel.
A fucking nutbag.
A cuckoo bananas boy.
I sound like a dirty
You sound like you say that's gay.
Yeah, I do.
You do. Yeah. You sound
when
like
you say that's gay, do you know what you're saying? I'm Hillary Duff.
It smells like pee.
You said it.
Woo!
It's no. Oh wow! It does. Oh my god! Actually, it smells like cat pee.
It smells like a hoarder's home. They have like 19 cats.
Why does it smell like that? It smells a little like peach.
It says stop and smell the rosé, baby. I did. It doesn't smell good.
It smells a little like peaches.
It smells
and a little like pee.
It smells like there. I was in a home with 19 cats, and they just pissed all over that house. That's what.
And you're ready to like the flavor.
I am. Let's do it.
Oh, it does smell like grape. Close your eyes and think of grape and fruit cocktail. That specifically.
Okay. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
It also smells like metal.
Yeah.
Tin.
Not as bad as the pickle. With the plastic. Plastic pickle.
Plastic pickle.
But it's okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right.
Cheers.
That's not good.
It tastes like the peach. It just tastes like peach.
It tastes like...
Why does it taste like peach? It's rosé.
It's not good. It does taste a little bit like the peach, but like...
It's not bad.
Also tastes like canned fruit cocktail.
Well, maybe it is.
In a rusty can.
It's giving me 7. I'm giving it a 7.
It's giving 5.
She's a 10, she's but a she's little, the canned rosé.
She's a little better than the peaches one.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not good.
She's okay. She's not the worst thing I've put in my mouth.
You already said that today.
And I will say that again. I've had worse.
I've had better.
I'm going to give it a 6. So overall, my ranking is... The peach, I did 7.
Did you?
I did. The...
7, 10.
Cranberry is 10. The orange was... I think I said 8. 7.
I thought we both agreed 7.
Oh, we did. We said 7. You're right. And then this guy, I'm going to give a 6. Overall, I'm going to give the pack probably a 7.
This is where you get in trouble, though, because
I know
you
people just don't like my ranking. No,
because then you give an overall and it's not the actual overall.
I feel like my overall ranking is a 7 because I feel like that's appropriate.
Okay.
Because it's going to pull the cranberry down.
I did 4, then I did 10, then I did 7, and then I did 5. I feel like my overall rating is a 6.5. And
yeah.
I would never buy this pack again.
Okay, cool.
I want to buy it because I love the cranberry.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's bad.
Let me say something right now. Whose dick do I have to suck to get a goddamn 6-pack of cranberry Drulies?
Period. 12-pack, baby.
I'll take 12. I don't even care. I'll spend $20 on the 6-pack. I don't care. I just want them.
Just give me the cranberry ones.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
We've asked for this for years.
Come on. If you're going
to... You can get a 6-pack of the mango.
I know. If you're going to take anyone's input, you're not going to take the 2 bland gays input who's been giving you beautiful reviews.
Who has been ramping up sales for you?
I don't... Listen... If you said to me right now that we've at least encouraged 10 truly pack sales, I would say yes. I think we have.
10?
Yes, that's I think 10 care. People have purchased a pack of Trulies because of
us?
Yes. You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever ranked... a truly pack very high.
Okay.
So that's where I feel like nobody's like, better go out and try it. We've just compared the can that you're sipping to cat piss.
Okay, but it doesn't
And you think that people like are going piss. Out... You think people are going out there to buy it? Like running to the store? On Kevin's encouragement, I want the cat piss can?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
DeLulu.
Guys, if you go out and buy the celebration pack after listening to this episode, I need you to hit the DMs.
Don't buy it.
On Instagram, at @2blandgays.
Please don't buy it.
I want to know.
Unless you want to try cranberry, which is the best hard seltzer flavor in the world.
It's fantastic. It's so good. So let me ask you this question. What is your dream 12-pack of Trulies? Flavor-wise. Give me 4 flavors. That's 3.
He just said give me 4 flavors and held up 3 fingers
well,
to me.
Well, okay, cool.
Give me 4 flavors.
Give me 4 flavors. I want 4 flavors, 12
We pack. Can all agree.
Cranberry. Of course.
Is that in your 4-pack as well?
Yes, it is.
All right, now I really have to think about this.
Yes, please do.
Definitely cranberry. I'm a sicko, so I'm putting peppermint in mine.
You're crazy.
I really love the peppermint. You know I do.
I know you do. I know.
I really like it. I thought it was very refreshing. Okay. It's a totally different flavor than you get from anything.
Yes.
And because peppermint is such a strong flavor, it was just good. Are you throwing up? What are you doing? You just like puffed up like a puffer fish and stared at me. Are you throwing up?
Continue.
You should do yours with me at the same time.
Okay, so my number one...
we're both saying cranberry.
Cranberry.
Yeah.
My second one, I'm going mixed berry. Classic.
You are boring as hell.
No, no, no.
You are a boring person.
No, that's so classic, though. It's so good. I love that one.
I thought we were going with like all the different weird packs.
Well,
that
so
we tried.
I am going to go with sugar plum.
Oh, I'm going to go sugar plum.
Sugar
as well.
Plum is also in mine. So that's my three.
Cranberry, peppermint, sugar plum. That's mine.
I need
What's
one
your
more.
Last one? What's your last one?
Ooh, I don't know.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
Or maybe our last one could be one we wish they would invent.
Oh.
Right?
That's crazy.
Crazy, cuckoo.
Cunt.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I might take...
Nope. I think I want to invent one. Okay. I think I don't want to think of one. I want to think of something I wish that they would make.
Okay.
And I'm going to go, it's going to be weird.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Rainbow sherbet flavor.
Oh, that sounds nice. That sounds nice.
Right? And doesn't it go with my pack?
That
Cranberry,
does.
Cranberry, peppermint, sugar plum, rainbow sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's my pack.
You're a very winter girl is what I've just
learned. I'm a very
winter
from
girl. You. Yes. Very wintry. That's a very winter heavy
Yours
pack.
Yours is pretty wintry.
Mine is definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Cranberry and mixed berry. Stupid.
I love mixed berry though.
Sugar plum.
Sugar plum.
We can tell exactly what you like. You like berry flavors.
I do love berries. I do. I actually though, I think for my fourth, I'm going to go apple cinnamon.
That's disgusting.
No, it's so good. Apple?
No.
No?
Cinnamon?
Apple cinnamon?
We tried the apple crisp.
I liked apple crisp, did I not?
I don't remember.
I think I did. We need to be on the marketing team.
We would do great.
We would do a really good job.
Me and you could have a little office.
Oh, it'd be cute. I feel like, but I also feel like we'd be really outdated in technology because I want, remember the fat back Macs that were like colored? Yeah, I want
That's
those.
My dream computer.
I want a purple fat back Mac.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I'll go turquoise next to you.
Yes. And I want the big clicky keyboard.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are, you know, in Life Size when Eve is just hitting the buttons.
Yeah, 100%.
That's us at work.
100%.
Just yelling out different flavors.
Anything.
And then we just react to each other.
Yes. We're scream crying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
That's really fun.
That'd be a fun office.
If anyone...
We're playing music.
Oh, yes.
We have the Twilight series playing on a television
CD,
somewhere.
On a CD. I have a boombox. It's also like, it looks very much like one of those Macs.
Right.
We put the CD in. It's probably the Lizzie McGuire
soundtrack.
Oh my
soundtrack. God, I would love a CD rack in there. Like one of those CD towers.
Remember the Wiggle ones?
Oh my yes. God. We'd have the best office ever. It would look like Megan's room in Drake and Josh.
I want like a lava lamp.
We could totally do
Inflatable
this.
Couch.
Truly, if you're listening.
Oh my God.
We're here.
Truly
and we're
corporate?
Ready.
Truly corporate. Do you have any openings?
What a good office.
We'd have so much fun.
We would have, honestly though,
oh my
we
God.
Would have a lot of fun.
I feel like we'd
But
get
I don't
fired
want anyone to
week.
Bother us.
No, me either. Don't come in here.
We're just making lists of flavors. That's our whole job.
People come in to ask us to come to meetings to talk about new flavors.
No, thank you.
I'm visibly annoyed.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That you just came in. No, I don't.
I'm so sorry.
I give you...
I can't.
I give you a piece of Hello Kitty stationery, and it has stickers and shit all over it, and then it has all of our flavors.
Yeah.
You guys
you
can talk about it.
You can read this like, to them, but like,
you
we're
talk about
fucking
it.
Working. Like, you guys have free time to have a meeting. We don't.
I cannot
we don't.
Stop thinking about flavors.
I just have the word banana split written on a piece of paper. Some of us take our jobs seriously.
It's ripped to hell.
Some of us take our jobs seriously.
Who else is doing this around here?
And some other people have meetings. You know?
Not me.
You have a meeting.
Oh, not me. My
not
schedule
me.
Is booked.
Not
I
me.
Don't have time for this.
Yes. Blue goo soft serve.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
What about a blue raspberry?
Where's that?
I'd fuck with that.
Wait, wasn't that in a sour pack? Wasn't there a sour pack of something?
Oh, maybe there was.
Right? Sour something.
That feels
we
right.
have had too many.
Too many.
Of these.
Honestly, we need to keep.
They
like,
had a sour pack. I feel like
it definitely
blue raspberry.
Did. We need to keep like an archive of what
we I know.
Actually...
We should have went through and like.
I say we need to keep an archive. The podcast
think...
is an archive.
How many packs do you think we've had?
No shy of 20. That's.
I'm going more.
Yeah, that's probably more.
30?
Probably.
30 packs. Yeah, probably.
I bet so. Yeah. We have been thirsty.
And honestly,
girls.
Baby girls, You're welcome.
And you're welcome. Where else are you going for your hard-hitting, real responses to your seltzers? I don't know.
Because you guys feed into this. Y'all motherfuckers listening right now. All three listeners. Just kidding. More than three. No, but you guys are the ones. You like these episodes where we're trying these flavors because that's the number one thing that people bring up to me from this.
I know.
From the podcast.
Isn't that crazy?
Is have you tried? And then they fill in.
Well, here's
a different box of drinks.
I know. Here's something funny, though, is I sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, people have to be annoyed that we've done so many. No one has said
they
anything.
No, they like it.
No one has said anything.
They like it.
People enjoy it. Yeah. If anyone has said anything, it's positive. So
if you have something negative to say, take it up with my boss. Because right now, Kevin and I are in our office.
Yeah.
With our fat back Max writing down things. That it's none of your business.
Go tell Charlene. Go let tell her now.
Go tell the secretary. I don't have time.
Because I don't have time for this nonsense.
I don't have time.
I'm too busy for this. I can't be doing this.
I do not have time to listen to your nonsense right now. Because Avril Lavigne's first record is playing on our boombox. And if I don't sing along to Complicated, I'm going to have a really bad day. I'm going to have a really bad day.
Yes.
Do you want me to have a bad day?
Yes. No.
No.
No. Guys.
Now open our mini fridge and get us each a Truly. We're working.
Give me a Fanta.
Do you not think that you'd work better with a couple Trulys in?
Oh my God. I know I would. The creative juices flow.
I know I would.
I know I would. You want me to come up with these creative ideas for new products? Give me three Trulys.
Three. That's
three.
All.
Three. I don't need a lot. Just to get the juices flowing.
Give me three Trulys in one shot. Okay.
That's it. Give me one shot.
Okay.
Of adrenaline.
One shot, do not miss your chance to blow, because opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Let them know, bitch.
Period. I'm not sure that that's the lyric, but I don't care.
Because
my office is a safe space.
That's right.
And I can miss lyric something.
I have a danger sign on our door. It says, danger, do not enter.
Yeah, I have beware of dog on my own desk.
I have an inflatable chair in front of my desk so you can sit in front of it and talk to me, but not about business.
You can talk, but I'm not really interested.
No, I'm not listening.
We're the new flavor people at Truly.
You don't need anything from us.
Except for a list of new flavors. And don't worry. I'm really pulling them out.
I picture our office looking very Lisa Frank, like very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I'm picturing like orange, maybe like a big orange wall over there.
Say it.
And like, kind of like a purple over the window, so you can't really see in, because I don't want you to see what I'm doing.
It's very Lizzie McGuire.
Very Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Isabella and Pablo.
Yeah. Not Pablo.
If you want to sponsor your own beverage on the pod, Cash App us whenever you're ready.
Anytime. $
$2 And let us know what you want us to have.
We'll try it.
We'll try it.
We'll try it.
Any cocktail.
But no, nobody else can suggest the Truly Celebration Pack.
No, we're done with it.
We did it.
We did it twice for you
twice.
Guys. Twice. I can't do it again.
I'll try whatever else you got. And I'm really hoping that as the holidays roll around, they start to release some holiday flavor packs because I miss them.
I know. Quit grinching out on us.
I miss them.
Bud Light and Truly and White Claw. If you liked this episode, don't forget to go to wherever you're listening, if it's on Apple Music, on Spotify, and give us a rating, a 5-star rating, baby. I hope you love this episode. I hope you love the pod.
If you give us less than 5 stars, it tells us exactly who you are and gives us your address.
I'll come find you.
Yeah.
I'll be at your door.
It gives us your address.
You ready? I'll be at your door.
Yeah.
And follow us on Instagram at @tubelanggaze, yeah, because shit happens there.
Love you.
Love you.
We'll see you later, Farty McFly.
Bye. Bye.